Marty Lurie here on KNBR, right now with Tyler Colvin. Boy, I'll tell you, if somebody can break into the San Francisco sports scene very quickly, maybe Joe Montana, then maybe you.
I don't know if I'd put myself in that class for sure, but it's been fun to get started here in front of the home crowd and with my teammates to get started here the first weekend.
How do you like the ballpark playing here?
I like it. You know, it's big. I got room to run in the outfield. I got room to run when I hit it in the gaps here. So the one thing, I love triples, and, you know, there's a lot of triples in this park.
You know, it's so funny. And, you know, you and I talked in spring training when you first got here, and you were still rehabbing at that point. And I said, God, I'm looking up your record. You got a lot of doubles and triples. How do you get so many triples? Remember what you told me?
Probably I just always go for it. I do like to run. It takes me a while to get going. So once I get going, I don't want to stop.
That's good. All right. Team is going to Colorado. You played in Colorado. You've had a nice season in Colorado as well. You go early on Sunday to Colorado just to get used to that altitude. You tell me about playing in Colorado.
Well, you know, it's something definitely you do have to get used to, especially in right field, you know, in right center, the ball really flies there. You have to get used to it. And the elevation, you really do have to get used to that. You know, it's something that you kind of take for granted at first, but then you realize you might have to save a little bit in the tank for later on.
What are you doing physically? You know, the back is something I know you worked on quite a bit in spring training down at Fresno. What is your daily routine with the back?
You know, basically just heating up and getting loose. At this point, I'm pain free and everything. I just got to keep everything strong and you know, not get lazy with any of the work I need to do with it.
You know, it's so funny how life works. You know, 6 months ago, the Orioles, the physical and all that. Now you're 41,000. They love you. McCovey Cove, the first hit, the first home run. Isn't life funny?
It is. You know, everything happens for a reason. And once the stuff happened with the Orioles, I knew it happened for a reason. And this is it right here.
All right. The ball club so far, as you've seen, I know it's only a short time. What do you see about kind of the makeup of this ball club? Now, you've been a Cub, you've been a Rocky, and you've been around and a number one pick out of Clemson. So I know you know the ball game.
Yeah, well, you got a lot of experienced guys here, and not just experience in the major leagues, but winning. So it's a great thing to be a part of, because that's something I haven't experienced yet. And you know, it really is a different feeling, and it's something I've definitely missed over the years. You get to play on a team where you know you're going to go out there, and you got a really good chance of winning that day.
Yeah, no, very well said. It's experience of ball players who understand how to come back. The ball club comes back.
Yeah, you know, the game's not over, and you knew that when you're on the other side of it, and like, all right, these guys are going to scrap away right here and get something going, and to be a part of that, you know what the other team's thinking, and now you just wait for it to happen.
All right, so you settled into San Francisco. Where do you live? What does someone do when all of a sudden they come up from Fresno?
Oh, my wife's not here, dog's not here, so I'm just hanging out at the hotel, just not doing much right now. I'm not good with directions, not good with anything like that, so I'm just laying low right now, waiting until the wife gets here.
All right, Pence hasn't gotten you the scooter yet?
No scooter. I don't think the wife will let me get a scooter, maybe a bike, but that we could use later on.
What kind of pooch do you have?
I've got a Greater Swiss Mountain Dog, so okay. Yeah, her name's Maya. Yeah, she's a good one. She's a big old girl, about 100 pounds, so she'll enjoy just laying around in an apartment somewhere, probably.
Love having you on. Congratulations, and we'll talk to you next week. Tyler Colvin.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, more coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.